It's the Super Bowl. That means the entire sports media universe comes here to Houston, and this is really the center of it. It's Radio Row. You've heard so much about it. Let's go take a look and see what's happening. You're going to see a lot of different radio stations, including this one, WEEI in Boston, one of the very first sports stations. And they talk about Tom Brady and all sorts of stuff there. And you can tell they're having a good time this week because the Patriots are in the game. All right, I don't want to make too much noise, but the Ticket from Dallas, big-time sports radio station right over there. Not a very elaborate setup, but those guys have got it down. They get monster ratings in Big D. Not that we really care about that, but I thought I'd point it out. Some setups are more elaborate than others on Radio Row. This is the TuneIn setup. This is an app, and we are actually on it with Texans Radio. The NFL has a deal with TuneIn. You can hear Texans games on TuneIn, but they also do a national show every day with Cordell Stewart. It is wonderful. I was on it this week, and we're going to see some other amazing setups here on the Row. Another Boston station, big-time sports station, 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub. They are there. Greg Bedard's there in the middle doing his thing and analyzing the New England Patriots and the National Football League. But they've got video. They're streaming back to Beantown. Everybody happy to be hearing about that, of course, back up there. And you run into celebrities here on Radio Row, like Sean Pendergast of Sports Radio 610. How do you like being here on Radio Row?
It's great. It's great. It's great being on Radio Row here in our hometown of Houston because we have a great setup over here this year. But Radio Row is a lot of fun. Monday, Tuesday kind of ramps up, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's awesome people watching.
Some of the guests that you have booked for this week, Share with us.
Friday, we've got Paul Tagliabue actually coming by. Late in the show, a lot of players. We've got Larry Fitzgerald coming by. We've got all over the map, Mark. We have Kel Mitchell coming today from Keenan and Kel. Like, it's celebrities.
It's Ted Johnson. Speaking of celebs, more of them.
Ted's a four-hour guest on our show every day.
All right, how many shows has Ted Johnson worked so far other than your own show?
He is the hardest working man on Radio Row. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, he's here crack of dawn and getting it done. Yeah, and when the Patriots get in, Ted becomes super popular. He's popular at every Super Bowl, but when the Pats are here, he's super popular.
Has he brought the rings with him?
He wears them around his neck, I think, yeah. He brings them everywhere he goes. What kind of question is that?
Here's another elaborate setup with the Michael Kay Show out of New York City on the YES Network and on ESPN Radio. Broadcaster with the Yankees, Michael Kay, obviously a big name in New York City and a big name nationally. These guys are just testing out the setup for SportsIllustrated.com. Yeah, they're doing a ton of video here and audio and USA Today Sports right next to them. So it's not just radio stations on Radio Row. It's websites, it's TV, it's a whole lot more than just terrestrial radio, as we call it, old school wise. Sirius XM Satellite Radio is here, as you can see clearly, with six different sets to address their various station needs, including NFL radio. Atlanta Falcons flagship station, 92.9 The Game, and Carl Dukes, you can see him far right as he used to work in Houston, and he's on the afternoon show now. You've got hundreds of broadcasts going to all over the country and really all over the world, if you think about it, right here from downtown Houston, the George R. Brown Convention Center, Radio Row.